Sandra Lamb on the line, a psychologist, to talk all about this massive issue coming out in the West Australian today, and that is that young Australians, mental health is the number one issue when it comes to them. Sandra, are you surprised by this at all?
You know what, Al, good morning, first off. I'm actually not. We've been seeing an increase in our mental health issues in our youth for quite a number of years, so I'm actually sadly not surprised that it's actually hit the top.
Why do you think it's at the top?
Oh, gosh, there's so many reasons for it. I'd be saying things like the social media, although it can be really positive, it actually can have a very negative effect on especially the teenagers because there's a case of FOMO, fear of missing out. It's about body image being shown all over the place. And also just the fact that you're using screens a lot has a lot of impact on the youth's ability to sleep.
Well, how do you, as a parent, how do you get your kid, your teenager, to turn off? Like, because obviously they deal with this at school, they deal with it after school with their mates, and then they go home and they deal with it on social media. How can they turn off and get away from it?
You know what? You don't tell them to turn it off.
Okay.
as silly as that sounds, it's because when they get into that age, they want some level of control in their life because what they're lacking is a sense of control. So when we're telling our kids that the teenager age, that they should just not do this, not do that, they're just going to feel like they have zero control again. So you're taking anything away from them. So the idea is to educate them on the impact of it and how it impacts on the important parts of their life. So my suggestion for parents is don't try and fix the problem. The idea is to educate them and give them back control so they can fix their own problems.
Okay, so does that involve sitting down, having that conversation with them?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, firstly, I've got a couple of tips.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, you've got to check in with yourself and how are you behaving. If you're anxious or you're moping around depressed, the kids will follow what you do. So you have to model the correct behaviour. Secondly, I would say set up some time to have those really important one-on-one conversations, like, how are you going? And I've seen you behave like this. Are you doing okay? And when you do that on a regular basis, even though the first couple of times they'll be saying, yeah, no, I'm fine, just keep persevering. Because it creates that space that allows them to freely open up. And if they do something wrong, don't berate them for it because then they'll never let you know that they've been doing some other things.
Yeah.
So just creating that safety, right?
Yeah, that's some great tips there, Sandra. Thanks for that. Hopefully some parents listening can that this helps them out just a little bit in regards to this, but still pretty crazy stuff.
For sure it is. Thanks, Al.